Business Bunker. Email us now, bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Paul Andrews with The Business Bunker, kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to The Business Bunker. You're listening to kentbusinessradio.co.uk on Tuesday, May the 15th, with me, your presenter, Paul Andrews, and my gorgeous co-presenter, the lovely Jill Serkin.
Hello, you're being very pleasant today.
I know.
I'm all worried.
I'm all laid back, aren't I?
I don't know why. Well, because you were twisting to Chris Montez.
I was doing a bit of, what do you call it?
Mashed potato.
Yeah, I was doing, you know, hand dancing. What do they call that?
Hand jive,
that's the word. Yeah, I was hand jiving to Chris Montez. Thank you, Lisa. Yeah.
I used to dance around with my Auntie Edna to that in the 70s.
I thought you was going to say last week.
No.
Two ladies in purple.
Yeah.
Anyway. Hey, welcome. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show. It's lovely to have you join us. Do give us a call. We'd love to hear from you, the businesses of Kent. So give us a call on 01-797-362000. Tell us what you're up to. You know, if you've got an event coming up, let us know. If you're exhibiting at the South East Business Show on Friday, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us your stand number. The B2B South East are today's show sponsors, so thank you to them for sponsoring today's show. And if you've got a stand there, then let us know your stand number and people can come and look. Or if you're intending to go, give us a shout and tell us about it. That's this Friday, the 18th of May, at the Copthorne Hotel at Effingham Park near Gatwick. So we look forward to seeing loads of you there. We've got a live Twitter feed running as normal, so if you want to tweet, if you want to shout out on the show, tweet me at Vanilla Web and we will do that. We've already had at least 5 tweets in and we've only been on the air 22 seconds.
Have you had any from Bob Jones yet?
I haven't had a single tweet from the Twitter famous Bob Jones.
He's very quiet.
I know.
Yeah, he pops up everywhere.
He's all over Twitter like a rash.
Yeah, well,
he's incredibly famous on Twitter.
He does pop up though. Whenever I go to an event, he's always there.
Yeah, that is very true.
Cutting a ribbon or
celebrating
something.
Absolutely, and we're going to be hearing from him later on.
We will.
Yeah, which is good.
About the bees.
Yeah, and lots more than that.
Mm.
Second studio guest, we have 2 studio guests today, and also later on in the show we'll be hearing from the lovely Lisa Settle of Telcare Limited, and we're going to have some really fascinating conversations, because we were doing it off air before we started, and we were having a really interesting debate about telephone systems and stuff like that, so stay tuned for that, because that's really cool too.
You know what I'm going to do with Lisa?
No, go on.
I'm going to allow her to pick the mystery word this week.
Really?
Yeah.
That'll make a change,
well,
won't
that
it?
Will, because it'll stop her being able to guess it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But then, you know, then no one will they? And you'll have to change it about 4 times and give huge clues.
Mm.
Like, the mystery word is a bloke's name that begins with P and ends with L. See if you can get it.
Do you remember that time when I actually announced it on Twitter, thinking I was sending you a DM?
Yeah.
That was funny, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it was. That was hilarious.
Yeah, you liked
And at least 5 people guessed it straight away, surprisingly. And she had to backtrack and go, no, it wasn't it. And
Kill Supreme.
And she quickly rang me and said, think of another word quickly.
Anyway, Lisa Marie will be choosing the mystery word today.
Cool. Brilliant. Let me just do a couple of the tweets that we've got so far.
What you got?
I've got Mr. Kevin Edmonds of DMS Graphics.
He's a new one, isn't he?
Yeah. We're the official graphics suppliers of the Kent and Medway B2B exhibition on the 3rd of July. That's at the Ashford International Hotel. So thank you for them. Also, Kevin was telling me that they're part of the Weald Valley BNI group. And they are looking for new members. So if you're a BNI aficionado, the Weald Valley BNI group are looking for some new members. So check that out. What else have we got? Auratech tell us they're looking forward to listening to the Business Bunker today.
Morning, Auratech.
Yeah, we've got loads of new listeners suddenly coming in, which is really cool, isn't it? And also we've got, what else have we got here? Platoon Stores. Don't know them either.
What do they sell?
I've no idea.
Or do they sell army boots?
I've no idea, Jules. I don't know them. I don't even know where they are.
Have a guess.
Well, probably. By looking at their avatar... weapons.
But oh, really? And boots.
Hey, they're arms dealers. I mean, what do you want to know?
Wow, they must be very wealthy then.
Yeah. Anyway, Platoon Stores, we can't listen in the shop, but I hope you have a good show and we'll listen later, and we'll watch the Twitter feed. So thank you for that. Welcome along. Listen to the show later on, listen back. It will be uploaded for anyone that can't listen to it live. Also, I need to tell you, because a lot of people have asked me about this. They ask me repeatedly why we broadcast primarily on the internet and not FM, even though we have an FM license.
Have they read your blog?
And I've put a blog up about it now that explains why, and also explains the big thing that everybody says, oh, yeah, but most people listen to the radio in the car, and you can't listen to the internet in the car. Yes, you can.
Yes, you
and
can.
It's really easy, and I put a blog up about how to do it.
Billy Dean does.
Billy Dean listens to us in the car all the time, and there's a blog up now on the Business Bunker website that explains how to do it, how easy it is, how it doesn't cost you anything, and how you can listen to a trillion radio stations. We've got a call already as well.
I wonder who's calling the Business Bunker.
I don't know. We'll find out. Hello, you're on the Business Bunker.
Hello.
Hello, who have we got there?
Who am I speaking to? Is that Paul?
It is Paul, yeah.
Is it Paul Andrews?
It is.
Paul, how can I be listening to you live and yet I've got you on the phone? That's very confusing.
Is it? I suggest you turn it down. Who are we talking to first?
It's Nick Saunders, Paul. I came on your show, very honoured to come on your show a couple of months ago.
Yeah, you did.
Your profile. How are you doing?
Yeah, cool. I'm living with my profile.
He's living with it. That's a good...
Yeah, I've adapted my entire lifestyle to go green.
Yeah, he's very green. Very green.
No, really, I have, honestly.
I love it, mate. I love it. I'm really impressed. Can I just say how much more professional the show sounds without Audra on it?
Yeah, oh. That is true, isn't it, really?
Is that Jules in the background?
It is.
Hello, Jules.
Hello, darling. Are you still mincing, honey?
Are you well?
I'm very well. I'm all the better for hearing you. Are you still mincing or are you striding nowadays?
I am the mincer extraordinaire. Of course I'm mincing. That's what I do all my life. I've learned from Audra. I've been really busy, so I haven't even listened to your show over the last couple of months. Are you in your new premises now?
No, not yet. We were just discussing that, actually. Next week is when we appear that we will finally be over there.
Right.
We have had some laughs, for want of a better word, over the last few weeks with our technology here in the old studio.
Yeah.
And we've had a few disasters, but seem to be back these days.
So it's next week, is it?
Next week we look to be moving, yeah.
Fantastic, brilliant. And are you well, both of you?
Yes, very well, thank you, Nick. How are things with you?
Really good, mate, thank you. I've been quite busy with my internal stuff, therefore not been able to listen to you guys, which I always meant to do. In my diary, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock, I say I must listen to you. So finally today I managed to do that. And how's Audra?
Yeah, I haven't seen her for a while. I've seen
her. Yes,
yes, I have. No, that's a big fat lie. I actually saw her last Thursday in Canterbury.
She was slumped on a sofa.
She was. It was very late at night, and we were in a comedy club, and she was passed out on a sofa.
Oh,
no,
dear.
she wasn't really.
She was actually, you know, part of the act, wasn't she?
Yeah, she sat right at the front. She couldn't get any closer to the acts if you tried. Mm. She sat right at the front and looked that stony face at everybody that came on.
What a scary thought.
I know.
So, you've been using the old Insight stuff, have you, Paul?
Yes, I have. And not only that, Nick, funnily enough, I don't know if I mentioned it to you, but I actually run a group on LinkedIn, imaginatively called Kent, and we have just under 3,000 people in that group.
Right.
And somebody posted on there, I'm interested in psychometric profiling
and such.
So we had a bit of a discussion about that, and we pointed them to the show that you were on.
Right.
And that show has been listened to quite a few times subsequently for that kind of thing. So it caused quite a bit of interest.
Okay.
So I think we're going to be getting you back fairly soon, mate.
Well, it would be a pleasure and an honour to do so. I will, of course, come with chocolate and various foods.
Absolutely, yeah.
No mention of food today so far.
Well, you just said chocolate, Nick.
We have got cake. It was one of our guests, Lisa. It was her birthday recently, and she's brought a little birthday cake with her, which is rather lovely.
I'm a bit concerned that Paul might pop in his mouth whole because it's one of those medium-sized cakes.
I'm on a diet, mate. You know,
are you?
It's not doing me any good because everybody keeps bringing me food and saying, "Oh, you need to eat up a bit, Paul. You're not eating enough. We're worried about you."
Are you managing to be? Is your willpower? How's the willpower?
Yeah, see, I got loads of big dollops of willpower, so I'm actually losing
good
weight
man.
Reasonably, but. You know, it's in the face of severe provocation, I have to tell you.
Indeed, I can imagine. Anyway, listen, guys, I just want to say hello. Lovely to speak to you both.
Thanks, Nick.
Give us a shout for your website, Nick.
Sorry?
Give us a shout for your website.
Well, my website's I'm actually constructing it as we speak, so there's nothing on it. It just says I'm constructing it.
Give us a clue, though. Give us a clue.
So I've got nothing to show you, but what can I do, Paul? I need to keep in touch with both.
Yeah, drop me once it's ready, Nick. Drop me an email, and then I'll put it up, and people can have a look at it.
But
we'll get you back on the show soon as well.
Fantastic. That'd be lovely.
Thank you for calling, Nick.
Right,
lovely to hear from you. Yeah. Take care.
See ya.
Bye.
Nick Saunders there from Insight Training, who was on the show a few weeks ago talking about psychometric profiling and did a live psychometric profile of me as we unfolded on the show, which was fascinating.
Yes, yeah, so you were a bit of green.
Yeah.
And you had some...
Green and yellow.
Yellow in
green
it.
And yellow, yeah. I was. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I've always thought you looked a bit green.
All lovely and caring and fluffy and gorgeous, apparently.
Mm, yeah. I think he was looking through rose-coloured spectacles, frankly.
Yeah. Quite.
What else have you got there? I can see your eyes.
Yeah. I've got tweets coming in. I've got Brant.
Brant. Well, you know I have a soft spot.
Yeah, I know. That's why I mentioned it, because I know you've got a soft spot for our Brant.
I wonder if he's calling in, because we've had a bit of a South African theme lately, haven't we?
He's from New Zealand.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sheep. That's right. Yeah, I remember now. Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, fish and chips. I'm not so good at New Zealand.
New Zealand?
See, I've got so used to being hilsy. Hilde Marie, now I'm not very good at New Zealand. Do New Zealand for me.
I just did.
Fish and chips.
That's Irish.
No.
What are you talking
fish
about?
Fish and chips.
No, that's Irish.
You listen to a New Zealand person say pin or pen. Is it a pin or a pin?
That's South African.
No, it's a pin or a pin. It's New Zealand.
Strafe, Jules. You know,
no,
what you talking
Australian.
About? That's Australian. It's near enough. Next door. What do you want?
What is Brant?
Actually, that was Tasmanian I was doing.
Yeah, you were. You're definitely a Tasmanian devil.
Yeah.
What's Brant saying anyway?
He just said, good afternoon, Business Bunker peeps. I'm listening in.
I have a soft spot for him.
Brant is going to be back on the show in a few weeks' time, in the middle of June, and we're looking forward to that, which will be great.
Tell me when so I can get my hair done.
I can't remember off the top of my head. I think it's June the 19th show. Yeah. So you can, you know, get yourself in training for that.
Yeah.
Good. And Becky Oliver has had a tweet. Have a great show today, guys. Listening in. Good luck to Vanilla Web, Jewel Serkin, Lisa Settle, and Bob Jones. And can't listen live, but we'll catch you later. Thank you for that.
Bob Jones tweeted yet?
No, nothing. Not a thing from Bob.
Honestly.
Everybody's talking about him, but there's not a thing from Bob on there.
Really?
I think that might be because Bob doesn't have a Twitter account.
I think he will have by the end of the show.
I think he will. I think we're going to bully him into it.
We do.
Anyway, keep your tweets coming. Let's have an email.
Well, have you heard of the Wrinkleys? The rock gods from Whitstable?
No.
Well, they're a rock band.
Right.
They're called the Wrinkleys.
Right.
John Nurden, who's my very good friend.
I know John, yeah.
He came to the Whitstable tweet-up, didn't
John's
he?
John's the editor of the Whitstable Times,
yeah,
is he not?
Yeah, he frolicked with you on the sofa, as I remember there.
Yeah, absolutely.
With your coffees. Mm. Well, they have a gig. With him in the group is another chap called Colin Dawson, who's OBE, actually.
Hold on. John's in this group, is he?
Yeah.
He's not promoted. He's actually
John
in it.
John is the rock god. He's
blimey.
The singer, yeah.
Hey.
He sent me this email this morning, so I'm just going to read out a little bit. It's this Sunday, the gig, May the 20th, and they'll be playing rock and roll, including Johnny B. Goode, Move It, Satisfaction, The Young Ones. Don't think so. And the aptly
got myself a crying.
And the aptly named Shaking All Over.
Right.
Joining them will be special guest Disruptive Business and Simon Langton Grammar School's Soul and Funk Band. I think that's the girls. I'm not quite sure, but I think it's the girls. The doors open at 7:30. It's at Canterbury's Club Chemistry.
Right.
Cool, he's a bit of a groovy guy, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
Tickets cost £10 and they must be ordered in advance. We will put the email on Bunker at the end. There's a Wrinkley's Facebook page for details as well, but the email is john.nurden, N-U-R-D-E-N, at krnmedia.co.uk. This Sunday, May the 20th, the Wrinkley's. And
brilliant.
What he says is, women know that some men never grow up. One example is the Wrinkleys.
I've got to do this. I'm sorry about this, but for some reason there was a bit of a bottleneck on my Twitter feed, and all of a sudden I've got at least 100 tweets, and if I don't read them, they'll all disappear off the screen. So
go
I'm going to quickly
then.
Flash through some of these.
I'll
the first one is brilliant. It's from Mark Smith at Made in Kent.
Hello, Mark.
And it's a tweet that says, "I'm not tweeting you today."
Oh.
Thank you for that, Mark. Nice one. And then another new listener, Catering Heaven. New catering business, Bromley, Orpington, Beckenham and surrounding areas, creating fresh quality food, cakes and cupcakes.
Ooh.
That's cateringheaven.co.uk. So welcome to the world of the Business Bunker.
All samples readily received.
Yeah. And Karen Wilkins, please mention Avocet Strategic Resourcing, brand new employment solutions business, recruitment, HR, training and development. I certainly will, Karen. That's Avocet Strategic Resourcing, and hopefully we'll get a website address for that, which we can put up on
can
the Business
Bunker
Show.
Can you spell the Avocet? So is that you dropping your H again?
No.
Come on then, spell
it's
it.
It's A-V-O-C-E-T. Okay. Avocet.
Just checking in case.
Do you know what Avocet means?
No,
you're trying to sound thick, aren't you?
It's like getting some false teeth, isn't it?
No.
Avocet.
No.
What is it then?
I'm not telling you.
Come on.
No.
Is it like an avatar?
No, nothing like
what,
an avatar.
Is it? Give us a clue.
I'm not telling you.
Well, I want to know now.
No, I'm not telling you. I'm going to read some of these tweets.
Well, you will tell me later.
Yeah.
I shall force it out of you.
Alan Noak.
Hello, Alan. The
man
from Uncle.
Alan is listening this week on his Apple TV.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, Alan, I want one. I'm coveting one.
It just shows you, just in what I was saying earlier about...
He's so hip.
Yeah, but internet streaming is the future of radio. Trust me on this, folks.
Yeah.
You know, FM, DAB, all of that, dead. It's as dead as cannonballs to the Navy.
I can feel a rant coming.
It is dead. Internet streaming is the way forward. There are a million ways to listen to this show and other shows, and Alan has chosen a new one, which is an Apple TV
so
to listen
Alan,
on.
Is that that little sort of
hey,
that
means
box that you get on there?
That means I'm on the television.
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
Well, I've actually listened to us on the telly before, yeah. Friends, we were at a dinner party and they somehow streamed in on their telly to Business Bunker.
Hey, you've got a result with Catering Heaven as well.
Yeah.
We'd love to be involved in a future show. Please DM us if that's possible and we'll bring cupcakes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's it. You're in now.
Yeah, but how many?
I don't care.
This is the clincher.
Yeah, I don't care.
Or are they big ones?
Yeah. Had a tweet from Auratech again. Hey, Paul, feel free to mention auratech.co.uk/B2B, B number 2B, for the opportunity to win a free stand at the Kent and Medway B2B show.
Ooh, that
yeah?
sounds good.
So if you go to their website, Auratech, let me spell it out for you. It's auratech.co.uk/B2B, and your chance to win a free stand at the Kent and Medway Business to Business show in July. Can't be bad.
What does Auratech mean?
I've no idea. Rebecca Garcia, please say hi to Lisa Marie, to Lisa, hold on, sorry, let me do that again. It's from Rebecca Garcia, it says, please say hi to Lisa, hard-working office, enjoy the birthday cake. Is that from your office?
Oh,
that's what it is, I understand now, sorry, I messed that up. Hi to everybody at Telcare, especially Rebecca, thank you for that. And then Brian. Oh dear.
Oh, hello, Brian.
Oh dear. You are in trouble.
Is it my accent?
He just says, why do I bother?
Oh.
He didn't say it like that. He said it in a very nice New Zealand accent.
Has he tweeted bin or pen?
No.
Has he treated
No, because he said, why do I bother?
Oh, because I've been mixing with Hilda Marie for a long time.
And Stephen McQueen says that was a really great South African accent, so I think you should stop.
It's Hilda's influence, I can't help
it. No, but I think
he meant
your New Zealand accent was a great South African accent, yeah. So, there you go, there's a few tweets. Keep the tweets coming. Let's have another email.
Okay, can you just tell me about the Auratech again? Was it the Kent and Medway?
No, it's the Kent and Medway Business to Business Show, which is the show organised by Kent and Victor Chamber of Commerce,
right,
which happens at the Ashford International Hotel in the early part of July. July the 3rd. Thank you, Lisa. July the 3rd.
That's a good one. That's a really good prize.
And that's a free stand by going to their website and checking out how to win a free stand. Let's have a quick email from yours.
Okay. Well, of course, this Thursday it's the Whitstable Business Tweet Up. Do come along, see myself and Ken Lloyd and the lovely Maggie Langley of Office Hounds. It's 10 a.m. at the Hotel Continental. There is parking, and just come along, have a coffee or a glass of something, and hobnob with local businesses. Have your say, aviation in the southeast, proposals for an estuary airport. This is where I start ranting about Manston.
Yeah, go on.
Are you grinning?
No, it's a tweet. I wasn't laughing at you, Jules. I'm ignoring you.
You were. Update on neighbourhood forum grant. So this is Tuesday the 15th of May. This is tonight, listener.
Yeah.
This is at Thamesview School, Thong Lane, T-H-O-N-G, Gravesend, Kent, and it's the Gravesham East Neighbourhood Forum. And this is for, you know, to talk about the South East proposals on an estuary airport. There is a phone number, contact Will Farmer, and it's 01622 694032, and it's will.farmer@kent.gov.uk.
Brilliant.
And that's tonight, 7 p.m. at Thames View School.
Cool.
Very important, that sounds like.
Yeah, get along tonight if you can.
Just but may I just say, support Manston.
You can say whatever you like, Jules.
Yeah,
you
may
normally
I say,
do.
Support Manston. can we get some transport to Manston?
Karen has just followed up. Thank you for the mention. Say hi to Bob Jones for me. Both you are both my ex-bosses, she says.
Aww.
She's worked for both of us. But you're better now, though, Karen, aren't you? and she says, and I knew this, well, I wasn't going to tell you, but she's told you, an avocet is a long-legged, elegant bird.
Oh.
It's a wading bird, yeah. And she says, a bit like myself.
Oh.
Which is true, I can confirm that.
So is that an English bird or a Kiwi bird? Or, you know, where is it from, this bird?
It's African.
She says African, is it South African?
No, it's not South African, it's African.
An African wader?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, that's that. Do you know what?
What? You're going to play a tune?
I think it's time for some tunage.
Yeah, what are you going to play?
I'm going to play a bit of Kim Wilde.
Lovely.
What do you reckon?
Fuzz your hair up, then.
Yeah, have a go at this.
Come on, Kim.
Hmm.
She's there somewhere.
Hmm.
I can hear her banging a drum. That is not Kim Wilde.
No, it's not. But have a go. We'll go with that.
I like this.
Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Hey, welcome back. Sorry about that. We had a distinct lack of Kim Wilde there, so we went for Tears for Fears instead, but near enough. Welcome back. You're listening to KentBusinessRadio.co.uk on Tuesday, May the 15th. We'd love to hear from you, the businesses again, so give us a call on 01797 36 2000. But right now, I'd like to introduce our first studio guest, Mr. Bob Jones of the Canterbury City Partnership. Bob, welcome to the Business Bunker. It's absolute delight to have you here. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks very much, Paul and Jules, in the salubrious surroundings here in New Romney.
It's a bit lovely, isn't it?
It's very glamorous.
Absolutely.
I didn't realise the world of radio was quite as fantastically exciting as it actually is.
It is really, isn't it? It's to behold. If we had a web camera in here, everybody would want to be down here. Anyway, lovely for you to come along, and we really do appreciate it. Tell us a little bit about your background and a bit about what you do, first of all, Bob.
Well, it all started when my dad bought a shop.
All right, I wonder what you were going to say there.
In southwest London, right. 593 Garrett Lane Quality Foods.
Wandsworth.
When I was eight.
You're right.
And as a result of that, as anybody who's ever grown up in a retailing family knows, you absolutely start out taking customers to the shelves, stacking the shelves yourselves, yeah. Going to the cash and carry with your dad, doing all of that.
Yeah.
And eventually, when he insisted I got my driving license when I was 17 as quickly as possible so I could drive his old McFisheries van up to Smithfield Meat Market to go and buy the bacon at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh,
so
lovely.
Great times, but very much a background in retail from very early days and in working in a small medium enterprise, you know,
yeah, cool.
Sort of a owner manager of a shop. So yeah, great days.
Fantastic. And you had a long career with Marks & Spencer's as well, didn't you?
Well, I so enjoyed a small business that when I finished with education, I went to find the biggest retailer I could find.
Right.
And the one that gave you paid holidays and pensions and all those sort of exciting things. Enjoyed Marks & Spencer and spent nearly three decades there. Really enjoyed myself. And in the last 10 years of my career, I was the general manager in Belfast in Northern Ireland in the mid-90s, which was a fascinating experience.
I was going to say, that was interesting.
It was really interesting, Paul, and it's really what got me into thinking that working in the community and sort of representing business in the community and joining up the dots, if you like, was something I wanted to do in the future. So following four brilliant years in Belfast, and I was the president of the Chamber of Trade there and all sorts of different things. We came back and because having done that time in Northern Ireland, I was able to choose a little bit where we came back to, and I came back as the regional manager in East Kent.
Right.
And that's when we came to Canterbury and settled there and haven't moved since.
Right.
And did 4 years with M&S across East Kent, and then 2.5 years as the general manager up at Lakeside. So it was,
it was
the only time I really crossed over to the dark side and went to out-of-town retailing. Oh, no, not Essex. No, loved Essex. But big shopping centres. I'd always been a bit of a city centre guy throughout my career, and that's really what drove me to when I could think, actually, I'd done 27 years with M&S, really enjoyed it, and now it's time for change.
Right. Okay.
So the first thing I did following that was to go and work at the Community College Whitstable, which, big shout-out to all the guys in Whitstable, because that was a fantastic experience, and having had a corporate career where things were very much sort of set down as things are in the corporate world, to go and work in a school as their business and marketing guy was absolutely fascinating. And if I thought that really I had any pomp and circumstance about me, well, you've managed the dinner queue every Thursday for nearly 2 years, you realise, actually, you know what, it's, you know, get over yourself, mate. And it was a great experience there. I really enjoyed it, and the head and the team there made me very welcome. And having done that for a couple of years, I moved on to Canterbury Christchurch University and worked as their inaugural Director of Knowledge Transfer. And yes, I had to look up what that was before the interview, because I thought that was teaching, wasn't it? But no, it turned out it's business engagement.
Right.
And I know you yourself have got a heavy involvement in universities and what universities have to offer, particularly to the business community.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that was my job for 2 years.
Right,
so,
okay.
Managing the interface between the university and the businesses that would benefit from working with them.
Right.
So that was a brilliant job, really enjoyed it. And then one day, as sometimes happens in life, I got a phone call. And the phone call was from someone who said, do you fancy a change? And I said, not particularly, very happy. And they said, well, can we come and talk to you? I said, yeah, okay, let's do that. And it was to go and run Business Link.
Right.
So to become the chief exec of Business Support Kent, BSK CIC as it now is. and run the business link contract. And I did that for 3 years. I had a fantastic time working with the guys there. But that's the phone game, Paul.
I think you've
got to answer it, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. Sorry, Bob. Can I interrupt you just a minute? We'll take this call and we'll come straight back to you.
Hello, you're on the Business Bunker.
Good afternoon. Is that Andrew and Jules?
It's Paul, yeah.
Oh, hello. Hiya. How are you?
Who are we talking to?
My name's Kate. I'm from Catering Heaven.
Oh, hello. You tweeted me earlier.
I did indeed. I'm glad you got it.
Yeah, I did. Lovely to hear from you. So, what was your name again?
My name's Kate.
Kate. So, are you a new business, Kate?
We are. We only started a couple of months ago, so we're very small at the moment, but growing very, very quickly.
Brilliant. That's what we like to hear. A success story. And where are you based?
We're based down in Orpington, so we kind of serve anywhere within sort of 5 miles of Orpington for sort of a free delivery charge.
Right.
And then basically anywhere in Kent that we can get to, there may be a small delivery charge there, but overall, you know, sort of Orpington, Bettingham, Bromley, Chislehurst, Petswood, anywhere in that area, we're there.
Brilliant. And tell us a bit about the things that you do.
Of course. So we basically do everything and anything to do with food. Party catering, so adult parties.
Jules has just exploded.
Excellent.
It's a lunchtime show.
Barbecues, you know, homemade burgers with loads of cheese coming out the middle, all of that kind of thing.
We'll have all of those.
Yeah. Jules is busily making a list as we speak.
Excellent, that's good. Occasion cakes, so themed cakes. Also cupcakes, and we can do those obviously in classic or novelty designs as well.
Right.
And we do sandwich rounds to the local area. So that
you don't do sandwiches to New Romney, I guess.
Oh no, we don't at the moment. Maybe, you know, we're expanding quickly. So
yeah, you never know.
You would be expanding if you're eating all that, darling.
Yes, that is true. I'm trying not to. Trying not to, but it's very hard with all the cakes and everything around. So yeah, it's all fresh sandwiches, salads, it's all prepared on the day, you know, very high quality, sandwich platters for meetings, fruit platters, pretty much everything that you can think of, we can make it.
Brilliant. That's absolutely fantastic, Kate, and really, really, really brilliant on you starting a business. We are all in favour of people starting businesses in this county.
Excellent.
So if people want food of any kind in that part of West Kent and South London, how do they get hold of you?
Absolutely. So they can email us, inquiries@cateringheaven.co.uk,
yep.
Or they can visit us on our website, www.cateringheaven.co.uk. You can also find us on Facebook, facebook.com/cateringheaven, and exactly the same for Twitter, @cateringheaven.
Fantastic. That is absolutely brilliant. Thank you so much for calling the Business Bunker Show. We wish you much, much luck, and I'm sure you're going to be a rip-roaring success. You just sound so enthusiastic and committed to what you're doing.
Thank you. And if you ever want us to visit you and bring you some cupcakes, we'll be more than happy to do that.
You hit the nail on the head there, Kate. you came up with exactly the right offer to get yourself on this show, let me tell you. Yeah. You got us sussed from day one. I will DM you later and we will make some arrangements about that.
It's called
that
cupboard love.
Yeah,
amazing. We will speak to you soon.
Yeah, take care, Kate. Thank you so much for calling. Cheers.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
So that's Kate from Catering Heaven in Orpington there. Sorry we had to interrupt you, Bob. You were just telling us, you just got to the point where you were involved with Business Link Kent and BSK, and then I think we were about to move on to your next venture.
Yeah, well, thank you, Paul. And I'll just say about Catering Heaven, the only thing that would have made that list of food better would have been, and we're parked outside.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
But, yeah, I had a fantastic 3 years at Business Support Kent. It was a brilliant organisation, going strong, running all sorts of interesting things like Kent 2020, which obviously most of your listeners will be aware of or have attended. But that came to an end last July for me. I stepped down as chief exec and handed over to Jane Ollis, who's the chief exec now and doing a fantastic job with the team there down in Rochester. I'd always been involved in Canterbury City Partnership since my M&S days.
Right.
I've always been passionate about cities. I think cities are amazing places. I think that we undervalue them at our peril.
Mm.
And the opportunity to be the chair of Canterbury City Partnership, which is a community interest company, was just too good to refuse. And so I now work pretty much full time, working with the businesses in the city centre in Canterbury. Finsbury, with the universities, with the council, with a whole range of organisations, to really develop Canterbury, which is a fantastic place, and my passion.
Yeah, absolutely, and I know how passionate you are about it, Bob, and the kind of things you're doing. I actually, as a lot of our regular listeners will know, I own a couple of businesses in Canterbury, and I think the city is just stunning. I think it's a fantastic place, and it's a great place to do business. And I want to talk to you a little bit about how that's developing and unfolding, because there's lots of different things happening to Canterbury and have happened to Canterbury over the last few years, not least of which the high-speed rail link and things like that. Do you want to touch on that first, about the effect that that's had on Canterbury?
Yeah, I think the high-speed rail link came at just the right time. Mm. It really opened up just as the economy was going into recession. I think you've got another caller.
Blimey, we're business today. They're trying to stop you talking, aren't they? That's what it is. Sorry, Bob, let me just take that.
He's calling the Business Bunker.
Hello? Hello?
Speak
Hello,
to us.
Hello?
Is it Paul?
Yes, this is the Business Bunker.
Hi, Paul. It's Paul again, Paul Bubbler.
Hello, Paul. How are you?
How are you?
Yeah, very well, thank you. How are you?
Well, I'm good. This time I'm sitting nicely in my settee and listening to the show, not talking much.
Right, okay.
And do you have a little packet of Deli Bellies on your lap?
Deli Bellies always there. Whenever you come, there are loads of Deli Bellies. They're busting out.
Yeah, I know. Jules posted photographs of me eating them last week, and every time
you
I open my Facebook...
Canterbury. You came to Canterbury and you missed out.
I know. I couldn't believe it.
But, Paul, do you know what's worse?
I know. I don't advertise by posters or banners. I simply throw some spices in the pan, and it lingers all around Canterbury.
I literally got in from Canterbury. I walked in, switched on my computer, and there was Jules rabbiting on about eating your food in Canterbury. And I thought, I forgot.
Mr. Babra, was that it was actually announced last Tuesday. You announced it on Business Bunker on his own show.
I don't listen to the rubbish we talk on here. You should know that by now.
Someone could listen, but hey, who listens? It's good to talk.
How did your day go there?
Well, it was good. It was quite busy down there. Very, very busy and was very promising. And loads of people came back to support us, and they really were pleased to see us cooking and, you know, with all the usual energy and stamina what our little have to put together in the shows. And this Sunday I've got two events which I'm cooking at the Westgate Hall.
Brilliant.
Yeah, one is the boot fair in the morning from 10 till 3 o'clock.
Okay.
11 till 3 rather. And then in the evening there are young artists, creative young people. They are doing their show, and I'm catering for them as well.
And where's that? Is that at the Westgate Hall as well?
That's at the Westgate Hall from 5:30, from 5:30 to nearly 10 o'clock or something.
This is next Sunday, yeah?
This is coming Sunday.
Sunday.
Oh, brilliant. So if anybody wants to eat any of your food, they just got to show up at the Westgate Hall at any time on Sunday, and you will cook them something, basically.
Of course, Paka chicken is full of onion, spices, ginger, garlic. I know you'll be dribbling all over.
Yeah, I'll be there. I'm on my way now.
He dribbles anyway.
I've got to get rid of you now, Paul, because I'm on my way over.
And a special generous portion for you, no worries.
Thank you.
Paul, my dad's taking me out for lunch, but I'm wondering if you're there at 10:30, I could pop over first for sort of pre-lunch.
Pre-lunch snack.
You can come over any time. I'm your official chef.
Maybe after.
Anytime.
I've got to tell you, listeners, she's not joking either. She really would go for a pre-lunch snack between breakfast and lunch.
Paul Babra's
Hey, Paul,
guys, I just wanted to say thank you for having me and say hi to Bob from my side. And,
and Bob says
I have just become a member for his city partnership.
Yeah, he has, and Bob's giving you the thumbs up for that.
Yeah,
and
Bob's coming.
Hi-bye.
Bob's coming at 5:30.
Paul, give us a quick shout for your website.
It's again canterburycurryclub.co.uk, and the new one is wajivanice.com.
Cool.
The global street food comes very handy.
Cool. They are both already linked on our website, so people can find them there. And we'll be over to Westgate Hall on Sunday to sample some more of your fantastic food.
Yeah,
in the morning
along.
And the afternoon.
Thank you so much for calling, Paul. It's lovely to hear from you.
Yeah, all the best.
Yeah, have a good afternoon.
And to you all. Cheers. Bye.
Bye,
okay,
Paul.
Bye-bye.
Paul Babra there from the Canterbury Curry Club. Bob, we were just, you were just mentioning about the high-speed rail link coming to Canterbury in time when I rudely interrupted you. So you were just about to say...
It was great to talk to Paul, actually, and I'll be seeing him on Sunday because I'm at the same event in the Westco Hall, 5 till 7 on Sunday night, talking to the young entrepreneurs there. But yeah, the high-speed rail came at just the right time for Canterbury. The economy was going into recession. And while we've not seen a boom in the city, what we haven't seen is a slump.
Right.
And I think that was really, really important. And, you know, as slowly but surely, please God, we come through this horrendous time at the moment, the city is poised to do really well. 55 minutes from St Pancras. Mm. And there's been a lot of talk, hasn't there, about Silicon Roundabout in Hoxton. Mm. And I thought, Tim, well, okay, how close are we to that sort of place? Because connectivity is everything in this game, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Linking businesses and linking places together, linking people together. Well, Hoxton Roundabout is 2.4 miles from St Pancras. So I reckon you can do it in an hour and 20.
Right.
From Canterbury City Centre to Hoxton, or indeed from Hoxton to Canterbury City Centre.
Absolutely.
And I think it's given us more confidence as a city. Mm. We're no longer at the end of anywhere. Yeah. We're actually at the centre of places. And I know personally that my wife works in Paris in sort of April, sort of January, February, March, April. And getting to Paris in under 2 hours, you know, from Canterbury West, just jump on a train, you're in Paris in 2010, is just fantastic. And there are very few places that can boast that sort of connectivity.
I didn't actually set out to do this, but it just happened. I once had breakfast in Tenterton, lunch in Paris, and dinner in London on the same day.
You're just showing off now, aren't you?
And it wasn't onerous at all. Yeah, I mean, in the time it took me, I could have been stuck outside Heathrow on the M25 for completely as long.
Completely. Well, I mean, there are places in London where you can't get to St Pancras in 55 minutes.
Absolutely.
And so we are much better connected, and I think that following on from that, the investment in the cultural side of Canterbury has really also set the tone, with the Marlow Theatre opened last year, coming up for its first anniversary, and done tremendously well.
Yeah.
And then the Beanie Museum and Library. I was actually with Joanna Jones, the director of the Beanie, this morning, talking about how businesses can link into the Beanie and how they can really piggyback off the amazing cultural assets that we've got in the city. So the city is set fair, but I think that the thing that we think about it is that even so, with all that fantastic infrastructure, we haven't punched our weight as a business centre as much as we could have done. And there's been a bit of media coverage around the Mary Porter's review of high streets, and we put a bid into the pilot programme for that.
Sorry to interrupt, have you heard back on that yet?
No, we haven't. Right. No, we haven't, and we're due to hear this month. But there were 13 bids in Kent into that programme, and so obviously it's going to be a slim chance of getting it. But the thing we took was that we want Canterbury to be the business startup capital of Kent.
Yep.
And one of the reasons for that is that we think we've got all of the right ingredients, but actually we are not at the moment making the best use of them. And in fact, we've got one of the lowest actual startup rates in the county,
right,
which surprises people.
It does,
because you look at all of the structure, all the things we've got in Canterbury, you look at the education, particularly the great universities, the FE College, the schools, and you would think actually that would be a real catalyst. But the way we look at it is that Canterbury's like a kitchen. It's a beautiful kitchen, and on each work surface you've got fantastic ingredients. You've got university Kent, you've got Canterbury Christchurch, you've got Canterbury College, you've got the business community, you've got a council very supportive, you've got a brilliant range cooker that's called Canterbury, you've got no chef. And actually, what we're saying is we need to bring all those elements together and really drive the business startup rates, both in retail, in the high-tech businesses that you support and are interested in, you know, based around the great work that Liam Gooding's doing at Fruitworks Co-working. We've got the Decent Group in town, who are a fantastic organisation. Mm. We've got Kempt, who have just moved in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Chris Kempt, really exciting business. And we think we're just starting to get that sort of core of like-minded, high-tech, high-knowledge, high-energy businesses that are going to start to form with a hub. But it's not to ignore all the other businesses.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we're actually talking to the Canterbury market traders because we reckon that market trading is absolutely the sort of the primordial soup of all business.
Absolutely.
If you can run a market stall, you can do pretty much any sort of business.
It's my favourite activity, that. Yeah. Come on, ladies, buy one, get one free.
Well, I mean, you would be shy of retiring. You'd have to, you know, psych yourself up for that sort of thing, Paul. Yeah. But you know.
Yeah.
But we want to set up a school for market traders.
Oh, right.
Because we don't know that anybody's ever done that. And it's not going to be that formal, but there will be some off-the-floor stuff about buying at one price, selling it another, trying to hang on to the bit in the middle, yeah, and actually developing that whole thing. Because with young people, people coming back into the work, people perhaps being outplaced by businesses, actually want to have a go, we should be giving them that opportunity in a bit of a supported environment where, you know, we try and minimise the risk to them, we try to give them some of the skills, some of the knowledge, some of the thinking around being a market trader, and then let them have a go.
I so love that.
You want to do that.
I want to do that. I want to go to Dilboy University. I think that is absolutely stonking.
You would be in your element, wouldn't you, then?
I would, but as an idea, I think it is absolutely stonking. And that's the kind of innovation that I want to hear about, is practical, real, useful innovation. And I think that is an absolutely stonking idea.
And it will be fun.
Yeah.
I mean, one of the things in Canterbury City Partnership, we've really got three criteria that we apply. Mm. Firstly, it's got to be fun. Mm. Secondly, if it's cool, that's even better. Mm. And finally, it's got to work.
Yeah, absolutely.
And people will gather around you and get enthusiastic if you're doing things that are fun and interesting and slightly cool or quirky.
Yeah.
And we think that's kind of in that space, and we're really excited about it. The market traders have been really enthusiastic because they're the ones who know how to do this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it's not, you know, yeah, you're talking about having the pattern, and that's really important. It's also about having the resilience to stand there for 8 hours when it's chucking it down with rain and cold and you haven't sold anything, and just before you're about to pack up, not early, somebody comes up and you make a sale.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's about hanging in there, because resilience and persistence is part of being a business person.
Absolutely. And also, the very basics of it is business.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is those very core business skills.
That's exactly right. And it's about customers engaging markets. Mm. Talking to the market traders in Canterbury, they say that people come to them just for the natter.
Yeah.
You know, that actually they come to interact with somebody on a market stall. Yeah, they'll buy some stuff, maybe they won't sometimes. Mm. But it creates an atmosphere in which people are encouraged to buy.
Absolutely.
But it teaches people all about business. And of course, you know, my long career with Marks & Spencer, guess where it started? Leeds Market, 1884, Michael Marks. Couldn't speak English, so put, don't ask the price, it's a penny on the stall.
Yeah.
That is the essence of business.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree. And Canterbury already has a kind of growing culture of all kinds of internet, with places like the Good Shed and you know, farmers markets and all kinds of things that are going on.
That's exactly right. And I think looking at the city and the way it presents itself is also very important.
Yeah.
And one of the things we've done is we've entered the city in the South and South East in Bloom competition for the first time about 15 years. And you perhaps think that Bloom is all about roundabouts that spell out the word Canterbury. You know, it's a lot easier if you're in Deal. but yeah, it is a bit about that, but actually it's also about community. Mm. And the reason that we chose flowers and greening the city is it's something, firstly, nobody's going to object. Mm. Nobody's going to say down with flowers. Mm. And so it unites people. Secondly, people can get enthusiastic about it. And thirdly, you can do all sorts of interesting things. Mm. And I'm sitting here with on my lap a book called To Be a Bee.
He's been sitting with that perched on his lap for the whole interview, Paul.
Yes.
I'm astonished.
I'm waiting to quote
him. He's been waving his legs about, but it stayed on there on that left knee.
Has he been buzzing?
Well, look, listener.
Well, when Paul was talking, I had to do something. I didn't want to listen to him, so I thought I'd read my book. No, not at all.
You're not the only one.
But what basically happened is that we thought about, okay, how can we get a bit of an edge on this with the judges and do something that's interesting, and we decided that actually having a beehive on top of the Whitefriars shopping centre would be an interesting thing to do.
Right.
Talked to the Canterbury beekeepers. They said, well, actually, could we make it a teaching apiary? So could we have use of the Whitefriars training room and some free parking and the use of the hives on the roof in a secure area? And Peter Scott, who I believe has been on this show, the great Peter Scott from Whitefriars, absolutely.
And he survived.
He didn't sting him.
oh, she did.
He was really up for this and did a great job. We just left them to it. And it's gone from strength to strength. The bees are up there now. We've sponsored another hive. But what Peter has done is he's got his good colleague Martin Barr to produce a book. And this book is absolutely stunning. And Whitefriars have made 6,000 of these available into schools across the Canterbury City area. And it's also on sale in all good bookstores in Canterbury for £4.99. And it's just a beautiful book. And I think, we would all agree, Lisa was looking at it it earlier. And
yeah, I had a
She's also talking about, you know, getting into bees in her family. And it's just a great book that will attract people's attention, be great for children, great for grown-ups, fantastic photography. Mm. And it's just interesting. Mm. And it captures people's imagination. And cities are about capturing the imagination.
Yeah, absolutely.
With a market trading idea, with a bloom idea, with bees, with all sorts of other things we've got planned. You know, it's exciting times.
It's really amazing, isn't it? Bob and I were having a quick conversation before we came on air. This is Bob's first visit to New Romney, and when he arrived, he was looking at some of the historic landmarks and some of the history of New Romney, and we were discussing that. And funnily enough, I was hanging around in Maidstone town centre last night.
I had heard of that about you.
Yeah, yeah. And I was reading one of the posters there about Week Street, which is the main shopping street that runs through Maidstone. And apparently it was originally a Roman road that ran from Rochester to Port Lym, and that was why it was there. And they had some artist reconstructions, and the reason I'm telling you this is it's all very basic, and Canterbury being a 2,000-year-old city that it is, it's almost full circle, isn't it? We're talking about market trading and bees and flowers and really basic types of stuff, but it's so important. It's so important
That's
to
exactly
stay
right.
with that. Even in the 21st century, those things are as important today as they were 2,000 years ago.
Absolutely right.
We think we've got the cathedral, the river, the cobbled streets. It's just all there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, I have to say that when Paul and I were having this conversation, I was telling him that I'd just discovered about Bishop Odo. And Bishop Odo was the half-brother of William the Conqueror, and he built the church here in New Romney. And a quote was, and this could apply to a number of business people I've met, disappointingly, his ambition was boundless, but his morals were lax. so not much of a role model, Bishop Odo.
Yeah,
but you're absolutely right. Our city's really important.
Yeah.
And America reporters have been going around the country looking at places that actually have kind of lost their way.
Yeah.
And with the empty shops and the sort of the decline of the centre, lots of out-of-town retailing, Canterbury is so fortunate. We've got the amazing heritage with the cathedral, and that's kept us going.
Mm.
You know, 6.5 million visits a year from across the world,
yeah.
And a brand that travels, you know, further than the Kent brand, actually. You know,
yeah.
People know Canterbury around the world.
Yeah.
And we've got to leverage that, for not just for the city, for the wider region.
Yeah.
I think if Canterbury does well, then Margate and Broadstairs and Ramsgate and Dover and Deal, they all do well.
Absolutely,
too.
Absolutely.
I think the other way around is more difficult. And
yeah.
So we're very keen to centre Canterbury as a business centre, because we've got great retail, we've got great tourism, restaurants and shops and pubs and all those sort of things. We need to get more of the very high knowledge intensive businesses into the city.
Yeah.
Because those creative people want to be there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And again, that's something that is beginning to happen, you know, with things like the initiative I'm involved in, which is 10x10 Labs and Fruitworks at Liam's place, as you mentioned earlier, and other. I saw a guy called Joe Thompson is also launching some initiative for business mentors.
Okay.
I don't know too many details about it at the moment, but he just mentioned it on LinkedIn the other day.
Yeah.
So there are loads of things happening, and there's also the Enterprise Hub at the University of Kent that's doing stuff too. So increasingly, things are starting to move. And
yeah, absolutely. And we've got the City Partnership Spring Conference next week, 23rd, 5 to 7:30 at the Cathedral Lodge, so people get on the email and register for that.
Mm.
And we're actually showcasing a lot of what you've just talked about. We've got the University of Kent and Canterbury Christchurch talking about what they do support entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
We've got Liam doing a spiel about 10x10 Labs,
cool.
So we think that'll be great.
Yeah.
We've got Chris Kemp talking about arriving in the business and also into the city and what he sees as the new guy coming in. You know, it'll be wallpaper for him fairly soon, so we're trying to catch him in his early days to say, okay, why did you come? What do you think? How can we get better?
Yeah.
And then we've also got Tendai Vicky from the University of Kent doing a big session on Lean Startup,
cool.
Which I'm really looking forward to, because he's a great presenter and it's a great concept. And we've got some of the 120 people coming along to that at the moment. And it's just about having a conversation in the city that starts to put those type of businesses into everybody's vocabulary.
Yeah.
Because they can occupy all sorts of unlikely places.
Mm.
They don't need a business park. They need a room, they need some seats, they
Absolutely.
Need a good internet connection, a loo, a kettle, and then they'll go out for coffee and lunch
Absolutely.
And go to the pub.
Yep.
But they're high knowledge intensive, high value, low impact.
Yeah, absolutely. Bob, we could talk about this all day. absolutely fascinating. You know, there are so many good things happening, and I totally agree with you. It's not just Canterbury. The effect that Canterbury has on the entire surrounding region is enormous and positive and beneficial, and we mustn't stop that. We've got to encourage it and keep it going.
And those of us who are in the city have got a duty to make Canterbury the best it can be.
Absolutely. For the moment, thank you so much for joining us. It's fascinating. Do stay for the rest of the show, and I'm sure we'll talk about some other stuff. But for the moment, Bob Jones of Canterbury City Partnership, thank you very much for being on the Business Bunker.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks, Jules. It's been great.
My pleasure.
I feel quite inspired after that.
Oh, it's brilliant, isn't it? We're revved up now.
I so
want to go on the Market Traders course.
I know.
I so want to do
Bob,
that.
Bob, you've got your first teacher there.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you remember I did that with Hilda Marie? I did the pancake flipping with the Lord Mayor.
Yeah.
And Paul came along to support us. And he was there going, come along, ladies, buy your, you know, pancakes here.
I didn't mean to do
you
it.
You loved it.
I got into character. I shouldn't tell you this. I got into character. And I was doing this.
Yeah, and it's
I was doing this buy one, get one free and all that kind of stuff. And the pancakes we were selling for Click Sergeant, the charity, at £1 each.
Mm.
And I started doing buy one for £1, £2 for £2, £2 for £2, get them cheap. And 5 people came and bought them and they went, oh, £2 for £2, okay. Oops.
But you
were trying to keep it going.
You were natural. And we had Liz there, didn't we? Riverford Organic.
Absolutely.
But you were in your element, so that's what you're going to do, the Bob Jones Market Traders training.
I am, but right at the moment, what we need to do is crack on a bit.
Come along.
Because I've got at least 1,000, and I'm not exaggerating, tweets here.
And emails.
I've got at least 9 million emails.
I've got 109 million.
And we've only got 30 minutes left of the
show.
So I think what we'll do is I'm going to do an email.
Go on then.
You can do an email and then I'll catch up with some tweets.
Go on then.
Dover's only boutique hotel has been awarded Best Western Plus status by the Best Western Hotel Group, having only just celebrated its first birthday recently. Of the 21 Best Western Plus hotels in the UK, the Dover Marina Hotel officially joins the ranks as the 22nd hotel to be awarded this tremendous accolade amongst the elite category of hotels. What's more, it's the only one in Kent. To be upgraded by Best Western to Best Western Plus status means that Dover now has a recognised premium hotel, which will no doubt be a great boost to tourism in the region.
Mm.
A hotel must demonstrate exemplary service and offer facilities accustomed to any 4-plus star hotel in order to achieve this status. The promotion follows right on the back of having been recognised with 4-star accreditation by the AA last week. So that's fantastically well done to the Dover Marine Hotel.
I wonder who did the design on that, the interior design.
I don't know. It'd
be interesting to know.
It's worth having a look. You can check out on their website, which is www.dovermarinehotel.co.uk.
Wonderful.
Mm.
Are you reading another one?
I'm going to read one more.
Go on then.
Which is...
What have you got?
I've got this. Hi, Paul. Just a quick update from us regarding 2 unmissable events. In fact, I've only got one of them, so... because the other one's already gone. But never mind. This Friday, 18th of May, Ashley Law Mid-Sussex will be exhibiting at the South East Business Show. We would love you to come along and stop by our stand to say hello. Entry is completely free to all visitors, no registration is required, simply turn up on the day. The show is being held at the Millennium Conference Centre, Effingham Park Hotel, Gatwick, and you can find out all about it by visiting the show website, which is b2bsoutheast.com, or you can contact Ashley Lawrence at www.ashleylawmidsussex.co.uk. That's Ashley, A-S-H-L-E-Y, Law, midsussex.co.uk, all one word. So thank you for that. That's from Tracy and Derek, Ashley Law.
Kent Invicta Chamber Commerce. Do you want to grow your business into the USA but aren't sure where to start? Find out more at our Doing Business in the USA event. On the 14th of June, between 10 and 1 o'clock, and that's at the Nucleus Business and Innovation Centre, Brunel Way, Dartford. Details will be on the Bunker website afterwards. There's a US market visit, which is going to be on the 15th to the 21st of September involved with that. So, details on the Bunker website. Go on.
Cool. No, go on.
I heard you breathe.
Yeah, I was going to start reading off some of these tweets
quickly.
Once
you start tweeting, that'll be it.
I know. It? I'm just trying to... Otherwise, I'd lose them all off the screen and I don't... Let me just do a couple
go
of
on.
Them. Yeah,
the
absolutely delightful Ken Lloyd. Hi,
hello,
team.
Lovely Ken.
Please wish Lisa a belated happy birthday from us at Charisma Design. Hope... Oh, he said save me a bit of cake.
I will.
Wimbledon.
Yeah, she said
no
she
chance,
will.
No chance,
yeah.
No chance.
Alan Noak has been on twice. Please give a shout out for AnthonyGrayClocks.com, now being top of the world's most expensive link for 894 days.
Wow.
Come on, Kent, knock them off the top spot. Come on. And also, Alan says, can't see you on Apple TV, just audio, but maybe that's a bonus.
Well, we'd be round, wouldn't we? If it was Apple, we'd be sort of round, apple-shaped and green.
I thought what you meant was that we'd actually turn up in person and do the show live so he could see us, just for Alan in his front room.
We could do a Punch and Judy show.
Yeah. Okay. And new contacts have been on. Good luck for today's show, Paul and Jules. Any thoughts on the Facebook comment that mobile growth may negatively affect their revenues? Don't care. Really?
Oh, you can't say that on air.
Why?
Can't say you don't care, Paul.
Well, I don't care if it affects their revenues or not. That's up to them to sort out, isn't it?
Okay.
I can tell you that the world is going mobile.
Yes.
And that is as simple as that. So you either adapt to it or you're not going to survive. An interesting statistic for you. 70% of the entire world's population own a mobile phone. That's 6 billion people. More people have a mobile phone than have access to clean drinking water or electricity. That is a stunningly staggering thing.
Stonking. And your other statistic, I thought you'd say when Bob was on, about Canterbury being the
number one digital city in the United Kingdom.
Yeah.
It is
you
indeed.
You didn't spout that, did you?
I didn't.
I thought you'd impress Bob.
Yeah.
With your
knowledge. Well, Bob knows that. It was probably Bob that told me.
But listener doesn't know.
No. Well, I have said it a few times.
I know.
Absolutely true. No, but I wasn't being facetious. You know, as someone that runs websites for a living myself, we know we have to adapt. You know, we have mobile apps. We have to adapt to the changing technical environment.
Yes,
and the
we
environment
do.
Is changing radically, drastically, and continuously.
And we need to embrace Twitter, Bob.
And Bob, and it will all be solved when Bob's on Twitter.
At Bob Jones, no brainer. I'm going to start tweeting for him, I think.
And Daniel Eels at Oratech has said, we can hook up a webcam for you if you want in your studio.
Yes, do.
I don't think so.
Well, Mr. Bunker's looking very fetching this morning.
Yeah, I invested in a new jumper.
Yeah, as you've still got the winkle pickers on, though.
I've still got the winkle pickers on because I don't lose weight on
my feet. They've been on since the first show I ever did.
I've got a range of them, Jules.
Oh,
they're not the only pair I've
got. I thought it was your only pair. I was getting rather concerned.
No, I've got loads of pairs of them. I buy them in multiple pairs, but I don't lose weight on my feet.
Where'd you go? Winkle Pickers or Us?
Yes, of course I do.
Can I read an email now?
No. Because I've had another tweet. Great to hear Bob Jones on the Business Bunker. Fantastic talk. So there you go.
Yes.
Some good instant feedback for
that?
You.
Who said that?
Alan from iSlab.
Alan Noak.
Yeah.
The man from
Go Vicinity Creative.
Oh,
Vanilla Web, Jules Sirkin. If
Rob.
You like cakes but want to keep fit too, why not try heavenlyfitness.co.uk for some anti-gravity yoga?
Oh, that sounds
good.
That
sounds good, doesn't
it?
So
your downward dog would be your upward dog, perhaps.
Or your floaty away dog.
swing around dog.
Yeah.
That's lovely Rob, Go Vicinity.
Oh, right, okay.
Yes. He's got to come on.
He goes on to say, Heavenly Fitness is a new fitness studio based in Sovel in Maidstone, and anti-gravity yoga, pole fitness, Pilates and more. Blimey, I'll be straight over.
Yeah. What, pole dancing?
Hey. Can you imagine?
Yeah. I can imagine.
No,
you
don't.
Pole dancing.
Sorry, mind bleach. Right, anyway, let's crack on some more. Julio Gray, Business Bunker, Bob Jones, very interesting. Never thought any of my business in relationship to market traders before. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. It's all, that's the basics of business,
it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Huge market from Turkey, Julia, with, I don't know whether you know, but cotton and socks and underwear and things coming from Turkey now.
Yeah.
I've noticed.
Cool. Stuart Bailey Photos. I've been listening to the Business Bunker today.
That's my wedding
It's been a while since I listened in, but it's a great show as always. Thank you for that.
Hello, Stuart. That's my wedding photographer.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
She's getting married again soon, Stu, so you're all right. You've got some more business coming.
You know who's...
She's got to get divorced first and then marry Gavin again.
So I can get the cake.
So she can get the cake. She does this on a regular basis.
And you know who his partner is?
No, I don't.
Chrissy is his photography partner and lady, and she is the daughter of the Riverford sisters, Caroline.
You heard that on soap.
Yeah.
It's
just so lovely. I mean, Kent is just, everybody knows everyone. It's wonderful.
Yeah, fantastic.
Especially on Twitter.
Yeah, Bob. And what's Ina up to these days?
Well, Ina... Oh, Minnie Caldwell.
Yeah.
I don't really know.
Thank you for that.
I haven't seen her down the Rovers.
Your next EastEnders update will be with you shortly. Anyway, let's do an email, because we're running out of time here, Jules.
The University of Kent's pioneering employability points scheme aims to help its students stand out from the crowd in job applications. Funnily enough, I was talking to Kezia yesterday, who is involved with this. Hi, Kezia, if you're listening. It rewards them for taking part in activities that are not part of their degree, but enhance skills and impress potential employers. They earn points for fundraising, charity and society contribution, part-time work, volunteering, taking part in a business competition or learning a foreign language. Those collecting the most points are given prizes to further boost their employability, such as internships, work experience, training courses and vouchers. Stephanie Barwick, the business engagement manager who launched the scheme, said it was a win-win situation for students and employers. Hear, hear. Smaller manufacturers were feeling more optimistic with order books filling up and plans to take on more workers. The CBI's latest Small Manufacturing Enterprise Trends Survey found that business sentiment among the UK's small and medium-sized manufacturers has risen for the first time since mid-2011. Orders and production are expected to grow solidly over the next quarter. Kent and South East is now the second largest manufacturing region in the UK, just behind the North West, and representing 7% of the regional economy, employing 300,000 people, and it generates 13% of the UK economy.
Brilliant.
We love that, manufacturing, don't we?
Absolutely. We're big fans of manufacturing.
Made in Kent, Mark Smith,
he loves that. Kent is winning at everything at the moment, which is brilliant. Hey, listen, the one thing we're not winning at is time, though, and we're getting very pushed for time.
We should be wheeling Lisa
Well,
Marie
what
around.
I'm going to do is play some tunage while we get the studio sorted out, and then we'll talk to our next guest.
Is this the daughter of Marty Wilde coming on
now? No, it's not, because it turned out that was an empty track. So, I'm going to play you a bit of Duran Duran.
Lovely.
Cop this.
Simon Le Bon.
Even closer behind.
with the Business Bunker.
Hey, welcome back. Bit of Duran Duran there, but we're fast running out of time and we wanted to get our next guest on air. So, a big welcome to the lovely Lisa Settle from Telcare Limited, telecommunications suppliers and maintenance and support and everything telephones company over there in Medway. Hello, Lisa.
Hello there. Hello, listener. I feel a connection with the listener. It's usually me.
Yeah, absolutely. Lisa is one of the biggest supporters of this show ever. She's the perennial winner of the mystery word. She has more Business Bunker mouse mats than I've got, and I have them printed.
With them.
Yeah. Lisa, it's an absolute pleasure to have you on the show. It really is. We've been trying ages to get you on.
Thank you. We did hope
to have you in our new studio, but that's kind of got a bit delayed. But
we'll come back.
Yeah, you will come back, and we'll have you on. But tell us a little bit about Telcare and what you do. And we just before you start off on that, we were having a really interesting conversation about telecoms before we came on air, and I want to follow up on some of that in a minute.
Okay, well, some people think it's interesting.
No, it is. It's fascinating.
Yeah, I'm one of the directors at Telcare. We're based on the Medway City Estate. We maintain telephone systems. That's the main core of our business, maintaining Siemens telephone systems. But we also do the installation and we also do the sales. Oh, gosh, I've got the microphone up my nose. we also help our customers to manage their day-to-day requirements, i.e. reprogramming, dealing with minor faults to major issues, downtime, just moving the office around and moving telephone extensions around to accommodate new staff, et cetera, et cetera. You name it, telecom-related.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, they'll call the help desk and the help desk will, you know, sort out the query, the problem, and then know where to take them from there on.
Sure. And you do broadband provision and stuff like that as well?
We can do, yeah. We have a sister company that provides the lines and broadband, et cetera, et cetera. But our main core is maintenance, really.
Right, okay.
What's your sister company there?
That's a company called, they used to be Key Account Management, and they're now called, they've just changed to Six Degrees.
Right, okay. Oh, I like that. Six Degrees, that's a nice name.
But I don't do all the technical stuff, so don't ask me technical questions.
Interestingly, though, we were having a really interesting conversation, and I want you to follow up on what you were saying to me off air, because I know exactly what you mean, and it is absolutely crucially important about how people go about handling things when they actually experience a problem themselves.
Yeah, it's all about sort of being aware and planning in advance, really. Mm. It's knowing knowing your setup, how many telephone lines you've got, knowing what system you've got. If you know the answer to that sort of question, you know, you're going to be prepared. Mm. If you came into the office on a Monday morning and had no telephone lines, you know, you're stuck, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and especially if you're a small company, a small office, and maybe the boss is away, who knows? Where do you go? What do you do? Do you know who your line provider is? Do you know, do you have system maintenance? Mm. Is it a problem with the line? Is it a problem with the equipment? You know, it's very difficult, and you need to know the answers to those questions before you can proceed to get the fault diagnosed.
Absolutely.
So knowing your setup is a really good idea. And we help people with that. We keep fantastic records. We've actually got site plans of every customer. We've got even photographs, actually. The guys go around and they'll photograph the sockets on the wall.
Right.
So that they know. So if you ring up and say, oh, you know, this is unplugged, or I don't know where to go with this, or blah, 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 we'll say, right, okay, have a look. We've got the site plan in front of us. If you have a look, the socket to your left is your router, you know, the socket to the right is the broadband, et cetera. So, you know, we keep all those records. But you don't have to obviously be a customer of ours to keep good records.
It's absolutely crucially important. Mm-hmm. And I totally and utterly agree with you on this, and I have been caught like this myself so many times, which is unforgivable, because I have 40 years experience in working in IT management, and I still get caught like this. And I blame Egg. I gave Egg a big talk up last week, so I'm going to knock him down this week. Now, Egg, who is my technical man, went on holiday. I mean, what's he thinking about?
Exactly.
What is he thinking about?
I rest my case.
What is he thinking about? He went on holiday, and of course, the next day, everything crashed. And of course, we were all running around like headless chickens, trying to contact Egg, who was in the middle of nowhere.
Chickens looking for an egg.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, yeah. And we boiled, basically. No, anyway.
So how difficult would that have been, though, for you to have had a document
exactly.
where everybody could have just, yeah. you know, accessed it and known, okay, so our line provider's so-and-so, we've got X amount of lines, you know, we'll call this number.
Do you want to know something even worse?
Go on.
It was there. There was a document with all that on. But guess what? We didn't know. We didn't know we had a document
okay,
with that
so
on, and we didn't know where it was.
Exactly. Tell your staff.
Yeah, exactly. So, exactly, you're exactly right. And that is the whole point is not only do you have, you know, that basic information to hand, but everybody has to know where it is and it has to be available, otherwise it's still useless. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so what I did eventually is we just pinned it to the wall, you know, some basic stuff with a note on it where to find the rest of the stuff.
Exactly. It's not rocket science, is it? It's going back to basics, which is going back to the whole idea that we were discussing with the market, so that's going back to basic selling. That's how it all started.
Absolutely.
You know, it's not rocket science. So,
absolutely.
You know, get writing, find out who your line provider is, etc., etc. And maintenance is the other thing. You know, do you have maintenance?
Yep.
If you do, who are they? And where's the free phone number? Stick it up on the wall.
Absolutely.
Have it stuck on your phone. So if you've got a problem, just ring them. But if you don't have maintenance, then perhaps ring around because. Downtime can happen. It doesn't, you know, fortunately, not every day, but it can happen. So just be prepared. No, if you don't feel that you warrant a maintenance contract, that's fair enough, because if you're a small business, you might not have the funds. But find out who could actually repair your system. You know, find out who's around, who covers your type of system, and who would perhaps be prepared to come out at short notice, maybe, or just find out how much their fees are. You know, for a call-out charge, is it £150? Is it £200?
Yeah.
How much was your maintenance contract? Was it £200 a year? Is that worth doing? You know, because...
Absolutely. It's funny, isn't it? And it's a thing about small businesses more than anything else. You know, there's so many things to do that when things are kind of working, you go, oh, I'll get round to that sometime.
Yes.
I'll get round to that sometime.
Yeah.
And, of course, you never get round to it until it's too late. Because the thing that focuses your mind is when it crashes, when it doesn't work anymore, and then you think, bugger, I wish I'd done that.
Yeah. But then with the maintenance, if you have maintenance, say, for example, you were a small company, you're paying £200 a year, that chances are you might not have a major malfunction, but use it in other ways. You know, find out, train your staff, but learn how your system works. Really learn what's its capabilities, and train the staff.
I have to tell you, and you'll probably punch me for this.
I know, that's what I'm telling you.
One of the funny things is, 1,000 years ago, when telecoms was tin cans and string, I was actually head of telecoms at a major bank for a little while. And one of the ways, I'm not a voice telecoms man, I'm a data telecoms man, and I knew nothing about voice systems. And one of the ways that I found out pretty rapidly was just asking maintenance engineers daft questions. You know, so we have maintenance contracts on PABXs and stuff like that, and I'd ring them up and I'd go, this probably isn't a fault, but could you just explain to me how da-da-da-da? And they go, yeah, mate, not a problem, da-da-da-da-da. And they tell you stuff. And I'm kind of reinforcing without getting you too much work that you're not going to get paid for. But, you know, it is a great thing. People think about maintenance and stuff like that as, you know, like an emergency service. But it is, as you quite rightly say, it can be so much more than that.
It can be. You know, there are lots of things.
There are lots of things you can do. There's preventative maintenance for a start.
Absolutely.
There's upgrade, what I call upgrade maintenance, where people go, look, that'll work. But you'd be much better off if you went da 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 da, because then you wouldn't need two of those. You'd only need one of those.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And there's knowing the features as well. You know, you've got all the amount of times people call us and say, "How'd you make a conference call again?"
Yeah.
You know, and things like that. So you know, but that's what we're there for.
Yeah.
You know, the calls that we get, the changing speed dials because people don't know how to do it. The glory of it all is that we can do so much remotely nowadays.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not sending an engineer out to site anymore. Mm. It's all done in house. We talk people through things. The guys are there non-stop, you know, to answer all sorts of queries, and we get some good ones.
I bet you. I'm sounding like a smarty here, but I'm terrible. My phone the other day started blinking at me, and it's never done that before. I've had the system donkey's years. What's that then? Now, unfortunately, the people that supplied our system went years ago. I know, I can't remember who it was, but they don't exist anymore. We got this thing, and it's blinking at me. So I'm absolutely forced to do the one thing that you never do, which is read the manual. Yeah, You never do that. Nobody ever does that.
No one does that.
No one does that, ever. That is the saddest thing in the world to do, is to read the manual. And I had to look out the manual. It took me ages to find a manual, for a start, to find... You never guess what it was. It was really embarrassing. It was a, no, it was an answer phone message. And I eventually, after
you've
about 20 minutes...
You just admitted that on air.
Yeah. It defaulted to my phone, rather than... We have a central answer phone, normally, where we take messages, but I got this one had come through to my phone. I don't know how it got there, but it did. Mm. And it was about a year old. I did call back, but apparently they weren't interested any longer.
So that's what a help desk does. They read the manual.
Yeah,
they
exactly.
Know. So
yeah.
If you don't want to read the manual, you call us.
Yeah. My favourite manual, though, was always IBM manuals.
Oh, gosh.
Which every other page was blank, and it just had printed in the middle, this page is intentionally left blank. And why they did that, I don't know, but in every IBM manual it did that, and I was fascinated by that. So I always read that page and not the other ones, because I could remember that bit. Cool. So do you specialise at Telcare in any particular types of systems?
Yes, we specialise in Siemens.
Right,
Siemens,
okay.
Systems, yeah.
And I don't know much about Siemens systems.
It's pretty much the same as anything else, really. Mm. It's just that's the one the guys have a lot of experience in. We used to do other systems, but we just took the road where we thought, okay, let's really specialise. Mm. And
but it's a brand leader, Siemens, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It's a very good name, isn't it? It's recognised.
Yeah, absolutely.
And people feel safe with it.
So I'm getting all self-conscious now. I've just had a tweet from Kerry Hales that says you have a bit of a whistle with your mic pull.
Ooh.
No, that's his teeth, Kerry.
But, yeah, but she said the girls sound great, though. Thank you for that, Kerry.
Thanks, Kerry.
I'll save try not to
cake.
Whistle. And with the types of systems that you provide and support and maintain, is that a range from small, you know,
yes,
you do
yeah,
small systems
yeah,
right up to big,
it,
humongous
yeah.
things?
Yeah, we've got customers where there are, you know, just two of them in the office, up to very, very big offices, multi-sites as well, where they all communicate between one another. So, yeah, caters for, I would say, 200 to 500, maybe even more.
Okay. And I know you're not technical, so forgive me for this next question. It's not... I'm on reasonable, comfortable ground asking you, because you and I had a conversation about this a while back, and I just wanted to touch base with you and just ask your own personal thoughts, and which was about voice over IP, which I know is something that you guys can provide.
We can provide it, but it depends on your your broadband, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Basically, where you are. I have it at home with a connection to the office.
Yeah.
And it works brilliantly. I mean, the idea behind it is fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely.
Obviously, we know that. Mm. But we just need time to get it,
cool.
A little better. But mine drops out every now and again.
Yeah.
We'll work for weeks and weeks and weeks, and then every now and again we'll just drop out.
Yeah.
So it's,
that's
you know,
the internet for you.
Yes. Mm. So, you know, it will be fantastic.
Okay. Do you know what? We've run out of time, really. We've only got a few minutes to go. We're going to get you back on the show, Lisa, when we moved into the alpaca farm.
Yes, we need to come and see Annie and buy some more socks.
Absolutely. For the moment, though, two things I want to do. Mm-hmm. I believe you're at B2B Southeast on Friday.
We are. We're at Stand 51.
Stand 51. So
it's a very good show. We've been there every show, I believe.
Yeah, I think you have. Yeah.
It's a great, great time there. Lots of people from Kent, Sussex and Surrey, so a much bigger audience, and really
it's a great
layout,
environment,
isn't it?
The layout's brilliant.
Yeah, it's excellent.
The exhibition hall is circular.
Yes, yeah.
And it just makes perambulating around it interesting.
It does, it does. And it's also, we were likening exhibiting the other day to stallholders and market, because it's very much like that.
It is,
and
isn't it?
It depends on who you're next to as well, but it's the support.
Yeah.
And it generates that lovely sort of feeling, which also then, you know, gets the customers to come and talk to you.
Absolutely, absolutely. So you're on Stand 51.
Stand 51, we'll be there. Victoria will be there as well.
Brilliant.
And we'll be looking forward to saying hello to everyone and supporting all our regular faces that go.
Mm, fantastic. And give us a quick shout for your website as well.
Our website is www.tellcare.com. telcare.co.uk.
Brilliant.
And our Twitter is...
Telcare Limited.
Telcare Ltd. Bob's moaning. Bob, you will be on Twitter in at least about half an hour's time.
Yeah, the girls are going to hold you down afterwards and sign you up.
Followers immediately. Yeah, Twitter is Telcare Ltd. And I'm on there as well. Lisa Remsettle.
Brilliant. Lisa, thank you so much for joining
us. You're welcome.
It's gone really quickly, I know, but it always does on the show. We'll love to have you back sometime when we're in the new studio, which will be fantastic. We'll see you on Friday. But thank you for the moment, Lisa Settle of telcarelimited.co.uk for joining us.
Okay,
thank you.
Thank you.
I've got a couple of tweets to read out. ILG Business are a successful app development company deploying enterprise and public apps. And you can find out more about them at ilgbusiness.co.uk. Karen Wilkins says, stonking great show. Made me laugh out loud. Thank you for that, Karen. Alex Waterton of F Keys.
Hello, Alex.
Twitter registration to automation course on the 21st of May, 5 o'clock to 8:30.
There you are, Bob.
Costs £47 for anyone who wants to get started on Twitter.
Alex, may I suggest that you just invite Bob, give him a freebie, invite him down.
We'll bring it. We'll round him up and bring him ourselves,
Alex. Yeah, we'll sit him there with his smartphone. And
So anybody that wants to get engaged in Twitter, including Bob Jones, there's a course on the 21st of May, run by F Keys, Training Kent, 5 to 8:30 in the evening. It's only £47. Get along and do it. Mid Kent College, my college, we have a half-day minute talking course on Friday the 1st of June at £50 per person at our Mid Kent College Medway campus. To find more details, call 01634 383 667. I'll put the link on to the Kent Business Radio website. And we had Kerry talking about me whistling, and also Auratech, great show, Paul and Jules, looking forward to being on the show soon. Daniel's on next week, so we're looking forward to that. And don't forget to go to their website, Auratech website, for your free stand at the B2B show at the Ashford International Hotel
really
in July.
Surprise.
I think I've got a couple more emails. Have you got any?
I've got 5,000
have
emails.
I'm going to quickly read one, which is the Kent Channel Chamber of Commerce networking breakfast on Wednesday, tomorrow, manana, Wednesday the 16th of May, and it's at Hagelands Village, Burmarsh, New Romney. Which is where we should be. It's our popular networking breakfast, gives members and non-members an opportunity to network and meet other businesses in a relaxed, fun, yet business environment. We meet from 7:30 a.m. onwards for open networking, with breakfast being served at 8 a.m, followed by a quick round-the-room introduction. There's never any pressure to give referrals or to speak in public if you don't want to. Good-humoured, inclusive, you're bound to feel at ease and able to sell yourself and your business. So that's this Wednesday at Hagelands Village, Burmarsh, which is just outside Dimchurch, between Dimchurch and New Romney. And it's from 7:30 to 9:30, and it's £14.50. That's including VAT for members, £18 for non-members, which includes breakfast, so get along to that. You can do one more then, Jules, and
then
that's
it. Digital Games Development Agency, Kempt, as we've just mentioned earlier, have moved to Canterbury from St Albans to keep its staff happy. Owner Chris Kempt said, "For a creative business like ours, there are two key things to get the best from staff. Money is one, and the other is where they work and live. Canterbury is such a fabulous place." 3ws.kemformotherpt.co.uk. That'll be on the Bunker website afterwards. Well done, Chris. Thanks for that. And there's another thing I was thinking of, Chris. There's three things keep them happy. The other is cake.
Cake. Right, my Twitter feed has crashed under the weight of traffic now. Oh, no, it has come back. But I think we're fairly much at the end of the show.
Otherwise, we'll just gabble it, and we always do that.
Word. Yeah.
We don't say, you'll tell me later, and we'll announce it on Twitter.
F Keys have said Bob is invited free of charge.
There you are.
There you go. It's your free. So you've got no excuse now, Bob. You've got to go. We've had a tweet from Billy Dean. Hey, Paul.
Hello,
I'm listening
Billy.
To the great show. Hold on. I've got a Shackleton just come up over that. Hold on. Nice to hear other tech companies for networking purposes. Yeah, indeed, Billy.
Well, Lisa's coming to the Whitstable tweet up on Thursday, aren't you, Lisa? So, Billy, if you're coming on Thursday, you'll meet Lisa.
Is there lunch?
Yeah, so...
We're going afterwards to JoJo's.
Absolutely lovely. JoJo's fantastic.
Yeah. You're invited, and Ken Lloyd's coming. Quite a few other people.
Yeah, that will help my diet knowing, won't
yeah.
it? 4 hours of tapas. What, with Jules? you are jesting. Anyway, listen, you've been listening to the Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Everything that you've heard on the show today, every link, an email address and contact detail will be on the show archive later on for you to follow up if you want to. Hopefully the show will be up to listen again in a few hours' time. But thank you so much for joining us. It's a great pleasure to have you all with us. Thank you for your support. It's really brilliant. Please check out our blogs, because there are some good, interesting blogs, and I've actually written one myself at long last. So have a read of that. Also sign up for our newsletter. It went a bit wrong when we had to redo the website, but we're back there now, and we're taking more sign-ups for our newsletter. But in the meantime, keep on keeping on. Thank you for joining us. Thank you to B2B Southeast for sponsoring the show, and all of those that are coming on Friday, May the 18th.